You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, we're here with Tammy Nielsen. Hi, Tammy.
Good morning, or is it still morning? It is still morning.
It is still morning, officially.
Kia ora. I have kids, so it feels like nighttime. I've been up since like 6 a.m. I have kids, you know?
Yeah, you're like, it's bedtime already, it's nap time.
Exactly.
Did you say that you were at the top of Mount Eden right now?
I am at the top of Mount Eden because I have my co-writer and co-star of the F Word show. She just flew in with her family from Canada. And so we're kind of trying to take her to all the beauty spots in Auckland. And the top of Mount Eden, oh my God, on a sunny day like today, I highly recommend everybody on their lunch break, come up here.
You do a meet and greet. Top of Mount Eden.
Yeah, I'll be signing autographs.
Oh, gorgeous. So we're talking today about the F Word show that Tamaki Makaurau is finally going to see after it was cancelled in 2021. What is, for the people that do not know, what is the premise of this show?
Yeah, so this show we actually wrote in lockdown all those years ago. It is the F Word Songs of Feminism in Country Music. And so it basically tells the story of women in country music and the obstacles and the challenges that they've had to face and overcome to be in this genre. You know, it's one of the hardest genres to be when you're a female artist. Just in 2024, only 8.4% of radio airplay across North America was made up of female artists. So it's a pretty shocking statistically and research-wise, this show, but it's kind of half joyous celebration because I get to perform all this amazing music from Dolly Parton to Beyonce to The Chicks, Loretta Lynn, but Jada in between songs, she's a Dr. Jada Watson. She's a professor of musicology from Ottawa, and she is a data researcher. And so she tells the stories behind these songs, the challenges that these women faced. You know, some of our most beloved songs were banned at the time on radio for being too feminist or too suggestive. And so she's kind of telling the story of these women. And also the data research on airplay for women. So it's kind of like a live documentary almost.
Yeah, because I am a big country music fan and have always gravitated towards women's voices in most music that I listen to. So I was really shocked to learn that about country music, because for me it's always been such a feminine genre.
But,
you know, like learning about... I did a course in music anthropology, and we learned about the Grand Ole Opry and all of the women that were being banned for saying, you know, it wasn't God that made Honky Tonk Woman. And then, nope, you're not allowed to be played on the radio anymore for the silliest things. I think that was
exactly.
In the 50s. But.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, people kind of, you look at all these statistics and you think, oh, wow, the 50s and the 60s, they were so bad. But then we get into the modern day, you know, the canceling of formerly the Dixie Chicks, now the Chicks, you know, they got canceled for speaking out against President Bush and the war. They had death threats. DJs were fired for playing them. You know, so this is a more modern take. Shania Twain was lambasted for, you know, the way she dressed and being too provocative. Katie Lang was a huge country star, had won country Grammys, but she could never get radio airplay for being part of the rainbow community. So, you know, all of these stories, we think, oh, the 50s were so bad, but as we get closer, we're like, oh, it's actually still really bad. And this show, I think, you know, as you said, a lot of people don't realize how bad it is. And the first step in making any change is bringing awareness. And so this show kind of brings awareness in a really fun and joyous way at celebrating these women and their awesome music, while still bringing that kind of education and awareness of what the industry, you know, the challenges that us female artists still face.
Yeah, and especially, unfortunately, in country music, because it is rooted in some pretty dark stuff in America. And obviously country has evolved out of that now. We've got a million beautiful artists making some more progressive country. But the something that I learned recently, because I think when people think of women in country music, Dolly Parton is probably a big one that is called to mind for a lot of people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I learned that part of the reason that she was never banned and was able to kind of express the stuff that other women were being banned for on radio was because of the way she dressed and the way that she was, like, learned to play the game a wee bit. Did you have anything that you wanted to say about kind of the, like, the visual aspects of women in country and how, you know, like, Dolly Parton's got such a specific look, I would say you do as well, of you're able to, like, it's quite an identifier?
Yeah. Dolly is, she is such a smart businesswoman. And I think from the very beginning she decided she would become a caricature or a, almost a different persona than who she really is. I think she's one of the most authentic people, but her artistry and her image, you know, the big boobs, the blonde wigs, she has said many times that she dresses this way because this is what Dolly Parton looks like. And she can go to the grocery store at night without her wig and with none of the trappings, and people don't even recognize her because she's kind of built this character that she can, you know, that she can be and present. But she's one of the most down-to-earth people, but also one of the most fiercely private artists. But the way that most women in country dress, and, you know, when you bring up Dolly, I have a book called Dolly on Dolly, and it's basically all these archived interviews from the time before she made it till today. And when you look at all the interviews from, you know, the 1950s onward, right up until, gosh, the early 2000s, there is not one interview where they do not talk about her body or comment on her curves or her body. And so I think what Dolly learned really quickly was to make jokes about it before other people could.
Yeah. She's definitely
in,
like,
an interview. Yeah, watching her in an interview is like watching a master class. She deflects with humor. She makes sure she makes the joke before the joke's on her, you know?
Yeah, and she's kind of, she's a, yeah, a masterclass in reclaiming, isn't she?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, she used to, we talk about this in the show, we play Dolly as well, and she has always said that she's not one to stand on a picket line or march in protest. She said she uses her songs to protest. So she can have this really disarming, fun personality, but if you listen to the lyrics of 9 to 5, or you listen to the lyrics of Just Because I'm a Woman, or She's an Eagle When She Flies, all those songs are feminist anthems. And so she has her own way of keeping herself, you know, endeared to fans and not being polarizing. But if you actually listen to her lyrics, that's her way of protest.
Yeah, she's a genius at sneaking it in. Back to your show, the F Word Feminist Songs. That's at the Auckland Arts Festival tomorrow, which is also International Women's Day, yes?
Yes. So what better way to celebrate International Women's Day than, like, with all these queens of country music and hearing the stories of the challenges that they've overcome.
Yeah. Do you have, if you don't want to spoil it for anybody, that's totally understandable, but do you have a favorite song that you get to sing, that you get to cover on this show?
You know, I have to say, I mean, there are so many amazing songs on this show and it's hard to pick one, but I think the first one that springs to mind is one we have just added to the show, and it's not often that I get to sing Beyonce. So we've added Beyonce's song because she just won the Grammy Black artist in history to win the Grammy for Best Country Album. And there was a lot of controversy around it. And so we celebrate her and her achievements, and we play Texas Hold'em in this show, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, lovely. Well, thank you so much for chatting. And everybody,
thanks so much.
Everybody should get to the show, not only to listen to some awesome music, but to learn. You know, what better way to spend International Women's Day than educating yourself?
Absolutely.
And it sounds like such a fun way to do it.
Yeah, and stamping your feet to some, like, awesome country music.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Well, I'm going to play some Wanda Jackson, I think.
Oh, yes. Wanda's in the show. Yes,
is she?
Awesome. She is.
All right, well, I'm going to play some Funnel of Love. Thank you so much for chatting.
Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your walk in Mount Eden.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Funnel of love. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak in the knees. My poor old head is a reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak in the knees. My poor old head is a reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.